This is not just another golf podcast. This is Golf Underground. This is Golf Underground. We just happen to be the third funniest podcast in golf. We interview PGA Tour pros, Hall of Fame athletes, rock stars, business leaders. Sure, we talk about golf, but we have fun. All right, let's do it. Welcome to Golf Underground. Now your hosts, Wardo, Sully, and MLB Hall of Famer, George Brett.
Thanks for joining the Golf Underground. Now, the Golf Underground is brought to you by Star Companies, KC. Experience a more energy efficient and comfortable home with Star's insulation services. Regain functional medicine. Feel better, function better, move better, and look better. Regal Distributing, specializing in the distribution of food service and professional cleaning supplies to a variety of industries. Cowell Insurance, providing brokerage and risk management services for over 25 years. Sono Orthopedics, care plans backed by research and clinical results tailored perfectly to individual needs. Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia, where you'll score a double eagle on your next car or truck. Sheridan's Unforked, eating good and feeling good. Lewisburg Ford, nobody sells more F-150s than Lewisburg Ford. And Celebrity Greens, put a custom PGA caliber putting green in your backyard for the ultimate golf experience. Now, onto the program.
All right, here we are. Welcome to Golf Underground, ESPN Radio here in the stable. We got our new cozy surroundings here.
I like this better. Flower. I would be laying on the couch right now.
Right. You'd be over there laying on the couch.
I'd lay on the couch half the time we do this show, Lisa.
Yeah. Kicks his feet up. Yeah. I mean, he was so disrespectful. Right. He was so disrespectful to Jim Rome. Just had his feet up like another Sunday afternoon watching sports. And
yeah, but look at us now. Like we can hug on each other. And, you know, and he doesn't like to be touched that much. You see how he got all cringy there? Yeah. And then, of course, we got Wade over there. Wade, he's joining in with the crew today. So let's talk about Lisa Carney. We have you on because you represent the powerful women of Johnson County, Kansas, and I mean. Right. You had to pay it forward or pay it back to your town. So it's so good to have Lisa. Let me give you a formal introduction. Thank you. You are the host of FanDuel's More Ways to Win show. Mm-hmm. And of course, you're an award winning broadcast journalist. I think your story is really good. Of course, we do like to focus a bit on successful Kansas City people. And of course, Wardo out of the blue last week, he's like, I think I got a good get. Lisa Carney, you know, Lisa Carney, maybe like from SportsCenter. No way. I swear to God, I think we got her.
So she's been so elusive for about a year and a half. Yeah. So, you know, it's like trying to track down the president.
Lisa, where are you right now? You look like you're in California.
I mean, I try to always channel California vibes. I work mostly in Los Angeles. First of all, thank you for having me. I am so excited to be with you guys. I'm planning to pick up a tip or two on just like the broadcasting scene, because usually I'm on the other side, you know, asking all the questions. So thank you for having me. It really is an honor. And yes, Kevin, it's been a long time coming. I've owed you many, many texts, and finally we are here. So I appreciate you guys having me on.
So did you and Kevin ever go out on a date or anything?
Kevin, do you remember when we went, you took me out golfing? Do you remember this? We went to high school. We went out golfing, you golfed, I sat in the cart, and I was excited to wear a cute outfit. And
I like it.
I mean, we went to grade school. We'd known each other for years. Wow. And he was, you know, like this superior golfer. I'm like, I mean, I didn't grow up with golfers. I could learn a thing or two. He's pretty cute. Let's go.
And let's go.
This is ego. So where did it go from your golfing date? Where did it go from there?
That was it.
That is apparently not so offensive, George.
And I'm still a terrible golfer. Thanks a lot, Wardo.
Well, I see every now and again you're out there playing. So at least you're maybe getting a few rounds a year in.
Yep. I try.
Oh, I must have been a bad coach. I guess I still am.
I think it's patronizing that you were you made her sit in the cart. Well, you just showed off your athleticism.
Sounds like
I think that's patronizing, Lisa.
I'm
no
not
wonder
sure
why you moved out of Kansas City.
I'm not sure entirely that I actually cared to swing a club at that day. Now I'm all about it. I actually do play golf. I had to like chill out and like cut myself off. I was playing like three rounds a week plus clinics, plus like I was super into it. We had like a group of five of us women and we would rotate the four of us getting out. And you know, when you stop drinking, it's a problem. So I stopped drinking. I was like, no more drinks at the turn. I can't figure this thing out. And then finally I was like, I'm out. I can't do it. And the NFL started. The NFL season started. So I need to get back in. But yeah, it was too intense for a while.
Speaking of NFL, we just had Sean Payton on the other day.
Nice. He's a fan dueler now.
Yeah. What do you think he's going to be coaching next year?
Oh my gosh. You pick a team that needs a quarterback whisperer and he's the guy.
Right. Do you think maybe Denver might be coming knocking?
I honestly, I don't know. I don't have insights into it, but take your pick. I mean, Derek Carr just got benched. Denver can't figure it out. I mean, Denver would be an incredible landing spot just because there are so many asses that need to save themselves over there. But the quarterback situation across the league is, I mean, there are a number of spots that he could be useful.
Yeah, he wouldn't want it. I mean, would you really want Russell Wilson? I mean, he was the bust of the year, right? Oh, what would you do with that? I mean,
honestly, Nathaniel Hackett in his first year, basically someone had to take the fall. Just like initially, just like throw someone out there. Like someone's got to go. He's obviously the guy that's got to go. The guy that he brought in to help him with clock management is now being propped up as like, okay, so you go coach the team. Somebody has to do it. All the while, none of these players even want to play with Russell Wilson because he is, I mean, you guys all see what I see and what everyone else sees.
Yeah.
It is such a mess there. It's unbelievable.
Is everything we're hearing true that even former Seahawks players have to go through his manager to get a phone call with him? Because he never, to me, seemed like that diva type. Right. And his interviews, and of course, you obviously had to interview him several times. Did you get that vibe that he was like that?
You know what the funniest thing is to me is I covered him when he was married to his first wife. So he was like, you know, fresh out of the Midwest, like just salt of the earth, nice guy, happy to be here and work hard. And then it was like this whole full 180. And now we're glasses inside and all the gear and the stuff and like too cool for everyone. Even like one of my friends, he hosts one of the NFL podcasts. It's the league podcast. It's the league. Like you're coming through. It's kind of like a car wash style like we did at ESPN. And he just kept stiff. Like, I really can't today, guys. I'm really too busy. And I'm like, no one's going anywhere. Like you're not too busy. Like it just, it's unreal what he's become now. And, you know, he's doing 5 hours of high knees on the airplane going across.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, that's too bad. Sounds like she's not a Denver fan. Sounds like she's still a Chiefs fan.
Well, listen.
Oh my gosh. Like, and of all games to be playing this week, I don't know when you guys are putting out this podcast, but so excited for Chiefs and Broncos this week.
Oh yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Well, it seems like the FanDuel, the new gig from a few years ago has given you like vocal freedom. You could just say whatever the hell you want right now, Lisa Carney.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Like when I look back, I was at ESPN for 5 years, anchored SportsCenter. I was anchoring NFL, NFL Live, NFL Insiders. I was hosting our fantasy show at the end of my tenure there. And when I decided to leave, I walked away from a contract on the table, which never happens at ESPN, but I have four small kids. My husband is, you know, carrying everything. And the better, I mean, like in a lot of industries, but like the better you do, the worse your hours are, the more you work, you know, it's just like, it's the way it is there too. And, you know, I worked with amazing, awesome people, phenomenal athletes, former athletes that are analysts and really great people. I loved my time there. But it was just too much. You know, I'm working like 80 hours a week, running on like 3 hours of sleep, trying to be like the mom that's like, you know, I get home. I was doing SportsCenter at night. So I was doing a lot of the clothes shows. So it was like me and Bucci, me and Steve Levy and I, the guys from the LA side, we all were together. I did a ton of shows with Kenny Mayne and we had so much fun, but I would get home at 3-4 in the morning. And that was like 5 sports centers a week. And then I would also do NFL on Sunday. So I was home one day a week. I get home in these crazy hours. And I was so like committed to taking my kids to school. So I was like that hot mess of a mom with like my hair in the messy bun with the big sunglasses on, like, like, love you. And then I'd like come back, take a nap, and then get up, work out, and go back to work. And like, that was my life. Just like this, the cycle that was, it was pretty crazy for quite some time. And so finally I was just like, you know what? There's going to be something else that's going to be great. And I love my time here. So why not leave on a high? And that was the year of the PATHCO repeal. So it was spring of 2018 that I left ESPN and FanDuel called right away. And was like,
Lisa, how old are your kids? How old are your kids now?
Now they're 11, 9, 7, and 7.
And boys or girls?
Three girls and a boy. My twins are girl boy. And then the older two are girls.
That's awesome.
Hey, wait, when you were driving up to Bristol, did you live in Greenwich? Or did you get yourself a little chalet down on Cherry Street in Waterbury?
No, it's funny. It's myself and Hannah Storm that live in Greenwich, and we're the only two that are crazy enough to do the back and forth. It's 76 miles one way.
Yep.
What?
Twice a day. Yeah, 76 miles. But yeah, and we actually did the drive today. I told you guys that we took our kids skiing, which is like right by Bristol. And I almost have like PTSD doing that drive. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I did this every day for 5 years. Right. It was crazy. But
did you go to Southington Mountain today?
No, but that's where my kids learned to ski. That was their very first mountain. I love that you're from Connecticut.
So where'd you go? You had to go to Mohawk then. Where'd you go?
We were at Mohawk.
You were Mohawk today. Of course. We're like family.
I know. See, we knew we would be fast friends, Lily.
Absolutely.
So what's, I mean, it's probably obvious the difference in the lifestyle and the job, but talk through the difference with FanDuel now versus what it was like with ESPN and what you like about it, what's different and all that.
Yeah. I mean, it's really incomparable, the two, right? ESPN is the behemoth. It's the monster. It's the, they can do anything and everything. And that's the one thing that I really did love about FanDuel was I had the opportunity to come in and start something brand new. And I had a boss that I interviewed with. And what's funny, like the story of how I got to FanDuel is pretty funny because my marketing agent at the time, he called me. He's like, this guy from FanDuel called and wants to interview for a job in LA and Los Angeles. And I was like, I mean, I'm not going to take a job in Los Angeles, but I'll talk to him. Like, it's good to, you know, meet people in the industry. And I'm, you know, obviously in interviewing mode. After I left ESPN. So I talked to this guy, Kevin Grigsby, and we completely hit it off. I get go to LA. I'm like, again, on the plane, like, I'm not going to take the job, but it's good to go. So I get there and on the way home, I'm like, shit, I want this job so bad. and so it was just like, it was that easy. And then it's funny because people now are like, how do you work in Los Angeles? And I swear to you, I'm home and more present with my kids and my family now working in Los Angeles than I ever was at ESPN.
Yeah. And so what's
That's just the time piece and everything else is, I have a voice that is used and respected and appreciated in a different way because I'm able to come in and be like, all right, from the ground up, we need this. I need you to do this. Lighting needs to be this. And so I'm almost like able to be a producer, director, talent, you know, everything that I want to do and have a great team to do it with too. So it's awesome.
I think it's important that you know that the,
it's kind of like
the gamblers. Well, the gamblers of Johnson County are doing their part in so small way.
Kansas to the FanDuel family.
Holy talk about a marketing budget. Man, it was like, it'll be 12 hours before FanDuel goes live in Johnson County. Download your app, right? And by the way, it's more Lisa Carney's / mothers of four who've downloaded that app than even the husbands. So congratulations, young lady.
Thank you. It's insane. The explosion of women that have come into the platform. And I mean, and it's honestly like I did an interview with the New York Times back in 2018. And this was again, right after the repeal. And I just tried to explain to the guy what sports betting is. And I was like, really, it's just a game within a game, within a game, within a game. And you can take it as deep and as far as you want to, but $5 a day, you don't have to like be a degenerate and throwing, you know, thousands of dollars, like, you know, $5 on a game, a line, a prop, whatever it is, you're more interested in your Sunday than you would otherwise be.
Well, we had Charles Barkley on a couple months ago, and we were talking about the national championship game when we were down by 10 at half to UNC. And I said, yep, I went on and I took bet on the second half. He goes, "You are a sick mofo betting on these second halves." I said, "Charles, I was hedging. I knew I was going to lose the overall line, so I had to bet on the halftime line."
Yeah, but he was the guy who was saying that Kansas would come back.
Yeah, he called it. Right? He called it.
Yeah. Wait, by the way, who is he to judge anyone about the
I was going to say, he said, what? Come on. Come on.
He said, "You really messed up." He also said he'd kill George for $100 million.
We did post that question.
You know, the last interview,
it was a lot less than 100.
The last interview I did with Charles Barkley, because he's a FanDueler as well. We did a show together. He had his red solo cup, and I was like, "Fail! Where's my red solo cup?" And you guys have your solo cup. So good company.
You can't have a red solo cup when you're hosting a show, but we can. You're a professional. We're weekend warriors.
That's why I was like, "Yes, Kevin, get me on your show. Let's go."
So, hey, let's back up. Obviously, you grew up playing sports, an amazing athlete at Curevars, played sports at St. Thomas Aquinas, then went on to play college hoops. When did you know that this is the path you were going to take in terms of career?
My gosh, it was when I was tiny. Kevin, you know this. I'm one of five kids, and we're crazy competitive. Most of us played sports in college, and we're crazy competitive. So we would always go at it when we were young. And for whatever reason, we had, like, you know, those ginormous camcorders, like the really big ones with the whole VHS tape you would put in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause we're that old. Somebody would like pick that up from my dad had or whatever. And I would hold like a popsicle or a hairbrush or whatever it was. And I would do like live play-by-play with my sisters and my brother, like beating each other up or playing basketball or whatever it was. We made up sports, and I was always interviewing everybody. And I was like 6 or 7 years old. I was young. And I just always knew in my heart it's what I wanted to do. And I think I just ESPN SportsCenter, I was introduced to it when I was young, and I could actually see, like, I love sports so much. And we were gigantic Chiefs fans and Royals fans. And we just watched a lot of sports in our house. And when it like hit me that I could be telling the stories that impact people's lives, I was like, that is exactly what I want to do. I'm going to go do that. And then Hannah Storm and Robin Roberts and Linda Cohn and like all these people that I've been very fortunate to work with and become friends with, you know, they're the trailblazers for women to like look at the TV, see a woman on the TV and say like, if she's doing it, I can do it. So, you know, it never was a second, like, I never had a plan B. So thank God plan A worked out. I just really had blinders on and was like, you know, I'm little and people are like, "What are you going to be when you grow up?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm going to be on ESPN." And they're like, "Okay."
Yeah, you know. Right. But even after school, I remember you moving to like some small town in Wyoming, Utah.
Wasn't it Butte?
Yeah, it was Butte, Montana.
Yes.
Butte,
Montana.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
And did your mother drive you there?
She did. She drove me there. How'd you know that?
I'm a creeper.
Yes, she did. Oh, also, Kevin, by the way, my mom's asked me to tell you to tell your parents that she says hi. They see each other at church all the time. So my mom drove me there. This is actually a pretty funny story because Butte, Montana's market, like 297 or something. It's insane. It's like one of the last smallest, no one wants to go there markets in the entire country. And you know, they give me a job offer and I'm telling my dad, he's like, "Well, how much are they paying you?" And I was like, $18,500 for the year. And he was like, "You told them no, right?" And I said, "No, this is great. I'm going to go do what I love to do." So I made $18,500 for the year. I get to Butte. My mom drives me there. It's just the two of us. We come over the mountain range and we're coming down into this like armpit of nothingness. It is so impoverished there. It's bad.
Oh, really?
So we get to like go straight to my station, KXLF, CBS affiliate. And I get there and I have like my SUV because it's Montana, and I open the back. My news director comes out to meet me and he said, the sports guy didn't show up today, so I'm going to need you to do the sports tonight. And I had literally been in Butte for an hour.
Wow.
I've never done a sports cast. I've come straight from college. I have no idea how to use the equipment, nothing. And so I like am in the back of my like Pathfinder, like pulling out a suit. You know, I like wore a suit for every single show, pulled a suit out and like waved my mom goodbye. Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go to work and do this sports cast. And I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. And so I did it. And that was my day one. And then the sports guy that ended up like not showing up for work that day wasn't happy that I was hired and just ended up leaving the company. He left. And
So
I became the sports director like the next week.
No way. Good for you. They bumped that 18.5 up to 20.25.
Oh no, you don't get an increase for that. It was 18.5 for the year.
You just get more responsibility.
A new business career.
The crazy thing is I'm driving around looking for a place to live. I begged at the retirement home to let them like let me live there because it was like the nicest place in all of Butte. Oh, I was like, God. I'm so quiet. It's just me. I promise you, I won't bother anybody. I can live in under my dad's name. They wouldn't let me do it. But the next best place was the low-income housing apartments, like across the street. And I qualified. So I lived in low income. It was amazing. It was 1 year of my life that I'll never forget. I was so poor. I went to the grocery store. And you know, when you get out of college, when you first start paying for things yourself and you're like, holy shit, I had no idea things come, you know? And so I'm at like the register and the lady's like ringing up and like grapes go through. And I was like, did that say $6? She was like, yes. I was like, no, grapes go back. Grapes go back.
Oh my gosh.
But
again, in prepping for the show, I think what was really cool is no doubt you've been asked by so many interviewers, you know, what does it take to get to SportsCenter and to FanDuel and to, you know, to be hanging out with a Hannah Storm, right? When that becomes a bestie, you're doing pretty well, right?
Yeah.
And I loved how you said it's a long road, right? And an example is, you know, my own daughter, who's a junior at Aquinas. She wants to be a Lisa Kearney. Right? And of course, I told her to. Why do you think I'm kissing your ass right now, Lisa?
I love that. I mean, we jokingly talked about, you know, paying it forward and doing this, you know, like, oh, you're here to pay it forward or pay back, whatever it is.
Right.
But truthfully, and you guys get it, when you get to a point in your career where you're like, oh, I've kind of like been around a while. I've learned a lot. I've been through a whole bunch of crap and I've seen things. I should like tell people that are coming up that are going to be way better than I am so that I can help them to be better and do better and go farther. And so I would love to talk to your daughter. Of course.
Oh God, what a thought that would be. Thank you. That's awesome. Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Cause we know you got to get back to, well, you got to drop your daughter off at cheer practice, which is very important, by the way.
Yes.
And so
done that, haven't you?
I do that 3 times a week. Well, I used to. She drives now, so I don't have to. Now I just don't see her. Although she did have a 17-year birthday party last night. Lisa, I got to get your advice on this. So she said, Dad, I'm going to have about 25 folks over. Are you okay with it? Now, I have an Irish pub in my basement that's fully stacked.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you allow them to have the party? You know they're bringing in the White Claws and the Red Solo Cups. What do you do, Lisa? Do you let them have the party?
You tell them that everyone's drinking High Noons now. You're not drinking White Claws anymore. So
well said.
For the High Noons.
Right. So, honestly, you can drink.
I don't know. I'm so afraid of that whole scenario. My oldest is 11. I have a couple of years left before I have to deal. I don't know. I'm going to be asking you for your
advice.
Come
to me. I'll tell you how it all went down. You're right. We got him a bunch.
You know who George's new sponsor is?
What?
It is right here, George.
Hey.
When we do our show, we love High Noon.
Stop it.
thought she did show prep too.
Grab yourself up. You're gonna love it.
Come on. You know why? Because the golf bag, those cans, when you get, I have got a cooler bag that goes in the side of my golf bag, and it fits six of those high noons right there in the side.
That's fantastic. No, all right, yeah. quick break. When we come back, a question I want to ask you is, you know, what has changed over the years? My perception back in the day of SportsCenter where things were very polished. And of course, now with podcasts and the Charles Barkleys of the world and the, you know, so many of the co-anchors on these, there's this authenticity that you're balancing with professionalism. And I'm really curious, you know, how do folks in your world identify who are going to be the good athletes who can be authentic, but they're coachable, right? So it's right. Just, it's such an interesting industry. So, hey, we're with Lisa Carter. By the way, while we're on break, where can people watch you on FanDuel? Where can they learn more? Anything you got to say about FanDuel?
Yeah. So thank you for, well, again, thank you for having me. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to invite people to watch FanDuel TV. September 1st this year, we launched our own TV network. So when you go to your smart TV, you just like use the voice thing and say like FanDuel TV and our app will pop up. You can stream with us anywhere. Our shows are all over YouTube. You can follow me at Lisa Kearney on Twitter and Instagram. I always tell you when my shows are coming out. I try to be like super candid. I like to engage with my followers as well. It's just fun. People tend to be pretty nice somehow on those platforms. And so, yeah. So FanDuel TV are my shows 10 a.m. Eastern time on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's awesome. Love it. All right. Hey, we're Lisa Kearney, FanDuel. Check it out. FanDuel TV. You're on ESPN Rio Golf Underground. Hey guys, Sully here to tell you about my friends at Regal Distributing. Now, for more than 60 years, Regal Distributing Company has been helping customers grow their business by providing the right food service and professional cleaning supplies to a variety of industries. And man, do they do it right. Because they're smart, which means they're able to offer expertise and in-depth product knowledge that helps customers like you think about your business in a whole new way. And what's the outcome? Well, they're going to help you improve your efficiency. They're going to reduce your cost, and they're going to help you maintain your quality, and all by providing consistently excellent service. So to learn more, check out Regal Distributing, national reach with a local touch. Go to their website at getregal.com. That's getregal.com.
Guys, as the male body ages, testosterone levels steadily decline, and your body's become increasingly unable to produce healthy levels of the primary male hormone, testosterone. At Regain Functional Medicine, we can help you regain your quality of life with testosterone replacement therapy. TRT improves brain function, sleep cycles, heart health, performance, and overall body composition so you can feel better, function better, move better, and look better. Visit us today at ifeelmuchbetter.com. Regain Functional Medicine with locations in Lawrence and Leawood. Regain is better.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified or organic farms, prime-going regions, artisan producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked, honest, clean food.
Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance claim and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
Hey, Brian Sullivan from the Golf Underground here with a little good news. And that good news is that even double-digit handicappers like me can occasionally make a double eagle. All right, maybe not on a golf course, but even guys like me can score when buying a new car or truck. I'm talking about two stores, two brothers, and four generations, treating customers just like family. I'm talking about our buddies at Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia. With these guys, you'll always score two under, with double the inventory and double the customer satisfaction. That's the Bobsite Double Eagle. Now, Bobsite offers a wide selection of vehicles and promise to make the car buying process as quick and as hassle-free as possible. Now, whether you have poor credit, no credit, or maybe a first-time car buyer, you can trust Bobsite Ford. And Bobsite Independence Kia will get you into the car or truck you choose with professionalism and attention to your needs. So go visit our buddies at Bobsite.com, but only if you're looking for a vehicle that makes you feel like a U.S. Open champion.
All right, let's hit her with a little rapid fire.
Let's hit you one.
Wait, can I ask one question? I see a question down here.
He's got his stuff. Yeah.
Talk through some items that everyday sports person watches, okay?
What?
That they have no clue about, like behind the scenes stuff. Like is Chris Berman was a good friend, and Chris was, I never went to a ESPN broadcast, but I knew Chris pretty well. Tell me some funny stuff that goes on behind the scenes.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, one huge common misconception is that everyone thinks that the anchors that are doing it, SportsCenter, whatever show, that we just like show up, sit down and read the teleprompter. But our production meetings are 5-6 hours before. And then the real stuff always happens at the pod. We have our pods where all of the talent is together, producers, directors, everybody is there together. And that's where all, you know, the smack talk goes down, all of the fun stuff happens. And then I feel like anymore, People with social media, you know, but with your phones, they take you behind the scenes so you can see like the control room getting mic'd up, different things like that. And that's the access that you're talking about with like, you know, bridging the professionalism with like the relatability and like how much do you really want to share and how much do you keep to the side so that you still have a presence that's very polished, you know? It is actually kind of an art, I think, where some people nail it. And you know them well enough to know that they're nailing it. And then other people, you're like, we're going a little bit too far. That's a little too much you that I don't need to know. Stories of like things that have happened. Oh, there's a funny story. Let's see. I don't know if I can tell that story. I won't say the player's name. How about that? All right. So when I was in Seattle, I was at the NBC affiliate in King 5, and I was there for 5 years, and I covered the Seahawks. I covered the Mariners. I covered the Seattle Supersonics. And so I covered so many of those Supersonics games, and I was in the locker rooms before the games. I was in the locker rooms after the games. There's a Kobe story, but then there's LeBron James. He's brand new in the league. He comes to Seattle. They're playing. He's doing his pregame press conference. And it's so funny to me now that they did pregame press conference. Like, I haven't covered an NBA team like on the ground in a while, but I don't think they talked to you before games like they did with us back then. Mm-hmm. But it was like 15 minutes before the game. They're tipping off. And LeBron James is sitting there eating French fries and chicken fingers and like sampling this food that I was like so confused, staring at this like huge human that's doing superhuman things even back then. And I was thrown off by what he was eating right before the game. So that happened. And that's a whatever story. But there was another player that played for the Pistons. Pistons come in town. Again, I'm with my camera guy. I'm with all the other media. We come in and we do, this is now post game. And this player, I have not experienced a lot of issues like this, where I'm a female in a male's locker room and anything is like just a little off base. But this particular player who's a starter, so we're going to go talk to him. He takes his towel and does one of those, you know?
Oh, no.
and like leaves it there while like we're talking to him and I'm doing the interview, like my microphone is in his face. And I was so pissed. I was like, really, really? And, you know, just so disrespected. And anyway, that happened.
Ugh.
I go on, do the rest of my job, blah, blah, blah. Years later, I'm at ESPN SportsCenter. This player comes into ESPN and is doing a basically audition for analyst for us, ESPN. And so now I'm in the power position. He comes into my show and he's like, you know, so like intimidated by the camera and like the, you know, now he's on the other side. And like, I was just like, oh my gosh, he has no idea who I am. But
did you tell him?
No,
he didn't get hired. I guarantee you that.
Not tell him.
And you didn't hire him, did you?
But no, he worked there like a few weeks, kind of like an extended audition, and then he was gone. I was like,
good.
Isn't that funny how things come around?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hey, Brian Sullivan of Golf Underground with my favorite orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Kevin Witte from Sano Orthopedics. Hey, Doc, golf season's over. My back is killing me. I know it's football season, so you get a lot of kids coming in, blown ACLs, all sorts of body parts with problems. And then, of course, those baseball players. I know you fix a lot of elbows. Why is Sano Orthopedics the absolute best sports medicine orthopedic group in Kansas City?
Well, if you want to see the guys in town, I've had the best orthopedic fellowship training in sports medicine, including training with Dr. James Anders and Dr. Larry Limack. Come see us. We individualize patients' plans to get them back to that activity and that sport that they love, and we actually care and listen to our patients and follow up with them, make sure that they're getting the results they need.
Okay. And so the three things that separate you, number one, best training. Number two, you specialize in getting people on that field. Number three, you're actually listen. Where can I learn more? Because you got me all in and I don't really want to get fixed, but it's time.
At sanoorthopedics.com, 816-525-2840.
Hi, this is George Brett, Hall of Fame baseball player, and I've been playing golf for over 35 years. Hitting the ball far was never my problem, but the closer I got to the greens, that's when my problems began. When I wanted a golf practice area in my backyard, I called Celebrity Greens. They are the industry leader in custom-built synthetic golf greens. These championship-caliber, low-maintenance greens roll great, react like real bent grass, and hold chip shots that check and spin. I absolutely love mine, not only in Kansas City, but also in Arizona. Call the pros at Celebrity Greens at 1-888-507-7960 or visit them online at celebritygreens.com. Practice like the pros or people like me that want to be pros right in your own backyard.
Hey, Brian Sullivan, Golf Underground, with a little tip for you. If you're looking to buy a new Ford, you have to check out my buddy, Jason Gudenkoff at Lewisburg Ford. They've been saving Midwest Ford buyers thousands of bucks for over 40 years because they do business the right way. They sell everything, check this out, for $50 over invoice. That's simple and cheap. And they win a lot of awards. In fact, they won Ford's President's Award 17 times. That's the top Ford award. And they only give it to dealers with superior customer satisfaction in sales and service. So they know how to take care of customers better than anybody. Now, what these guys know how to do also, keep this in mind, sell trucks. Lewisburg Ford has sold more F-150s than any other Ford dealership in greater Kansas City. That's 2 years running. And last year, they were the number one F-150 sales leader in the entire state of Kansas. So, no hassle. $50 over invoice pricing, unparalleled customer satisfaction, and a huge selection. That's a perfect recipe for selling trucks. So, check out all their inventory and prices online at lewisburgford.com or give them a call at 816-444-2300.
New golf clubs. A big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money. 816-353-2160. Or visit starcompanieskc.com.
Let's go with the Red Zone with Lisa Kearney, a new Red Zone brought to you by Sheridan's Unforked Eating Good, Feeling Good.
And FanDuel
TV.
FanDuel TV.
You got to answer.
And High Noon.
Don't forget
Your next gen cattle company.
And the little and the flowers little job.
Okay. Golf stables.
All right, here we go. Red Zone with Lisa Kearney. Think quick, Lisa. Four questions. The best athlete you've ever seen in person.
Patrick Kearney.
Yes, great answer. Her awesome husband.
Okay.
So hey, by the way, Wade's an Atlanta homer, so he was talking about how good of a player he is. Go All right. Second question. Second down in the red zone. The most influential person in the industry you've been around for your career.
Ooh, Hannah Storm.
Awesome. Third question. Third down from the 3 yard line.
We're gonna you were going to ask me second down. Who am I throwing the ball to?
I've seen no repeatability in this.
Third down.
Okay.
Your favorite Chiefs player of all time, excluding Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, Marcus Allen.
Fourth and goal.
Fourth and goal.
From the nine. Five-yard loss on that.
Took a sack.
Off with four pro athletes. Your family's going to be caddying for you. What four athletes do you pick?
Wait, say that again because I didn't get the whole question.
You're going
to play golf with four pro athletes, living or dead.
Who are you picking?
Well, obviously George Brett. Obviously. Should we bring on Buddy Biancolana?
No, he's not very good.
Okay. Oh man. That's tough. Do they have to be ringers or just like fun?
Oh, someone who will drink six high noons with you before the nine holds over.
Okay. This should not be difficult.
Probably Marcus Allen.
Well, yeah. Can I repeat?
Yeah,
you can repeat. So Marcus Allen. And why not go Joe Montana?
Solid.
This is the 90s. You were a big Chiefs fan in the 90s. You're pulling up the whole roster.
Well, yeah. That's what.
Yeah.
I was a very nerdy Chiefs.
Kevin's best friend, Nick Lowry.
All right, throw him in there. Yeah.
Now we're not my best friend.
Now we're into a girls trip. Like, and no, there's eight of us. No. All right. Well, did we get to?
Oh, she's gone. She's out.
Okay. So if we could, we would have Derek Thomas with us. Rest in
peace. Yes.
Pour one out. Here,
we'll pour. I love that. Good answers. Pour
one
out.
All right. Well, Lisa, one more time, give the folks where they can see you, this energy, this smile, the whole bit.
Please join us. It's me and my four guys. Our show is More Ways to Win on FanDuel TV. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern time. And then on YouTube, you can find us on FanDuel. And you can find us on my social channels. I push out wherever we are all the time, at Lisa Kearney on Twitter and Instagram.
That is awesome.
Last question, Lisa. Do you know anyone in the sports world that would want to come on a podcast with this guy?
Oh yeah.
I would what?
I
wouldn't want to come on a show.
We should talk. We'll text.
All right. Yes. I love it.
All right, Lisa Kearney.
Hook me up with your daughter. I want to talk to your daughter and make sure she has all her questions answered. Whatever she wants to know.
You have no idea how much I would appreciate that. That is so nice of you. So good. All right, Lisa Kearney, you are the best. Happy New Year to those four wonderful kids of yours, that wonderful husband. Send my love to the Nutmeg State. When you go through Waterbury, hold your nose and drive fast. All right?
Yep. So we all right. Thanks for having me, guys. It was a blast. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Appreciate it, Lisa. Bye. All right. So that was fun. What a fun time.
Did you have fun?
You guys are the best. Thank you.
He wasn't very good, I don't think.
Are we still on?
You know, I'm a little shy. So, you know, sometimes it's hard to get me to, you know, talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone shut this one up. Jeez.
Do you ever come back and visit Kansas City?
Yes. You know what? I just started working with the Ronald McDonald House Charities in Kansas City.
Oh, great.
And so I'm coming back in March to shoot some stuff with them. In March, April, whatever the date will be. And then I try to get back a few times a year.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, we hope to see you live next time.
Yeah, come to the Golf Underground studios. You'll be impressed.
I would love it. I love it. Thanks, you guys.
Sorry.
You guys have a good night.
Appreciate your time.
Bye-bye. Thanks so much.
So we got to do a quick wrap up, don't we?
Quick wrap up.
Yeah. So what a treat that was.
That was fantastic. She was really good.
I mean, great to see.
She's bright. Really?
Hey, that's off that.
It is. You don't like Mizzou? You don't like Mizzou. No, but it like, what a cool.
She was really good.
You know, what's crazy is like, I knew she was going to do that I knew she was going to do that from when she was 15, like she said. And to be honest, like, I remember when she went to that job and wherever that was, Wyoming, and I'm just like, she was just dreading it. And I'm just like, she's going to go do it.
It's hard. I'm telling you, think of how many girls that age want to be sideline reporters, right? And you see how young they are, like on college football on the weekends.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh my gosh, that kid just graduated. But you don't get to where she is unless you go through five different stops and, you know, bust your ass.
Well, it's kind of similar to what Sean Payton was saying, though. I mean, just you work your way up the ranks.
Yep, all the stops he made.
They're playing mini tours.
Exactly. It's like, right. A mini tour.
And let's just say Greenwich, Connecticut.
I mean, she's a pretty good gig making 18.5. My first year in the minor leagues, I made $500 a month.
Jesus. And look at you.
Jesus.
Crying out.
All right, boys. Hey, good show.
That was a great show.
You're bringing
that
was really good.
That was a great show.
George is leaving us, though.
I'm leaving you guys for a while.
But you'll still zoom in with us. I'll zoom in.
So I've got, we've got Bob Ford coming on from.
Now, who's Bob Ford? I don't know who Bob
Ford. He's the head pro at Oakmont and Seminole, probably the most prestigious two. The clubs. Yeah. That's probably the best job in golf on that side of the industry. And then we've got
who else do we've got coming on?
My buddy from
home. We've got Jim McClain coming on here. So we just gotta have a little
outreach. I know he's a teacher.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
I played Seminole a couple times. I was playing with my buddy Mike Hartley from Hawaii.
That's
fair. And we're over there playing. And he's shooting about 110. And we get on the 17th hole and he gets a hole in one.
Oh, my
God. On the 17th hole, he got a hole in one. Can you believe that?
That's amazing.
I think he shot 118 with a hole in one. He had to go in and buy the print to the 17th hole. He's got it hanging in his house.
That's Seminole.
That's
pretty good.
Exclusive.
It's a really cool hole right up against the water, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, didn't they do a little Justin Thomas?
They did that match with DJ and Rory
Was that the COVID match?
Were you sick? Wait, is that why you didn't get to play? You had COVID?
Yeah.
All right, boys. Well, happy New Year to you.
What is going on? What's going on in the golf world?
We don't worry about golf on this program.
We don't?
No.
Okay.
My God, right? We'll talk about that some other time.
Okay.
Next week, we're going to send you a Zoom link. All you have to do is pop in. Your little face is going to be right up there. Okay. All right.
George, you going to remote in from the library? Where are you going to do this from your house? You going to do it from the back porch where we did the wedding show? Or where are you going to do it?
Might do it out there. Might do it in the backyard, depending on what the weather is.
Oh, would you get
the weather's good, I'll go in the backyard. If it's not, I'll maybe do it in the kitchen, or maybe I'll do it in the TV room.
You got the Hooray Grill out there?
No, I don't have a Hooray Grill out there. There's not enough room in the backyard. The backyard's huge, but we have a deck. And you don't want to do all that smoke in the deck because it would get all over
your
the windows.
Backyard is good size. It's he had huge. Gordo's freaking wedding almost back there.
Yeah, but it's where you could barbecue, actually. There's not. I have the built-in barbecue, and then I have the Traeger. Yeah, and the Hooray. In fact, Jackson stole my Hooray. I don't even have one now, but I'm going to get one when I come back from Arizona for the summer. But there's not a place to put a Hooray.
Yeah,
I think not a place to put it back there.
What about that nice little pool house you have right there? Right?
Where, that's my casita.
Oh, it's beautiful. I can put it right there against the window.
Isn't that my casita?
Get smoke all over the window.
Who cares? It's Wordo in there.
And then you got to walk too far from the kitchen to get there.
Jeez.
Real life problems.
Hope you enjoyed yourself. Happy holidays to you and your family. We got some more great shows coming up. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. Of course, we're now on TikTok, boys. We're getting famous.
Hello.
George, I'm setting up a dance.
George doing a dance would be.
You've been listening to the Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.